Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we wanna be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do
with Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. Karen Kilgariff has a stomach bug. I don't want to alarm anyone. I think it's not an actual bug. That's horrifying if you think about it, though. Just an insect inside her. And I hate to put that in your head because it's not what it is. She probably has just a stomach ache. She's not here. I am here with Todd Berry.
Hey.
Hey, Todd.
What's up? Navigating our trip back from the airport.
Yeah, I'm really...
I'm used to you not driving while you do this.
That's because I'm terrible at podcasting while I'm driving.
It might be time to make a choice then. And I choose driving.
I will put driving ahead of thinking of witty things to say.
Okay.
Because that takes all of my energy, is trying to conjure things that are interesting to say.
Do you want me to give you the directions, like, on the air?
I think that...
In 2 miles, you have 2 miles before you get... You continue on to La Cienega.
Yes, where I'll take a left?
Yeah.
I know some of the stuff going in here. But, yeah, and then I have to shift to asking you a question, like...
Okay.
How was New Orleans? I know, in fact, you were at the...
Oh, it was good. I did one of my crowd work shows. It was really good. Did an hour and a half. Some fun people there.
And for you, the crowd work show is you just do not allow yourself to do any material.
I don't do any material. I just walk up there and I start talking.
Now, when you allow the audience to be part... Because you are, by having it be a crowd work show, do they act like...
No, they don't. They're... very tame. Like, they're not...
Wow.
I think it's because I get my fans, who are generally polite and
right.
thoughtful and smart.
Right.
Or maybe a couple of those things. But they... so they're kind of into it without being like, oh, we get... They don't interpret it as, oh, we get to yell and scream and just be jerks.
Right. I can only imagine it happening that way. People that are nice people, that think they're funny, that... are going to your show instead of their first open mic. That would drive me nuts.
What do you mean?
Like going there to be funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely has happened, but not in a way that's like we're at to like really throw someone out or anything.
Yeah. How about the show we did in Missoula? Wasn't that the most...
That was fun, right?
I was really proud of my town.
Because a lot of them came out, right?
Yeah. Well, they were, if you remember...
Oh, they were polite. Is what...
And they listened. They even selected which jokes they thought were good and bad. They really liked the good jokes.
Did they have a reputation? I guess the other show we did there was a little bit...
kind of rowdy.
More drunken.
Yeah, people drink a lot there, and that crowd was like, nope, let's sit and watch this.
Why do they drink so much? They're bored?
I think it is boredom. And I think it's because it's cheap to buy alcohol and it's expensive to buy food at restaurants. So people are like, well, I'll just eat whiskey for dinner. I'm serious.
No, I believe you.
It's expensive to eat there. And maybe to get food to Montana. And then liquor is so cheap. Also, yeah, it's just a town that drinks a lot. I don't know. Like Wisconsin or something. I think they start drinking in the winter time out of boredom.
Alaska, they drink a lot.
And so even when the weather is nice, they're like, well, I'm in the habit of drinking. I might as well keep drinking. But they were, they just were acting like an audience that watches stand-up a lot. Which,
and we did Tucson together.
Tucson was great.
And we did Tempe. Tempe. I don't know how you say it.
I say Tempe, and people will correct you and say Tempe.
Oh, is it?
Add a bunch of E's at the end there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Tempe. Unless someone really is like, Todd, you're being disrespectful.
Right. I think it's disrespectful when a town like... In Austin, they have a street called Guadalupe.
Uh-huh.
And I took enough Spanish in college to know it's Guadalupe.
Yeah.
But they will correct you. I'm like, oh, I'm on Guadalupe. And they go, don't you mean Guadalupe? And which is just that extra, like, remember the Alamo? You know, like, correcting a Spanish word that's not... They even on the bus, in Spanish... When repeating the directions, they say, you know, the next street is Guadalupe, and then they,
in Spanish they say Guadalupe.
La calle esta Guadalupe.
Oh, really?
They mispronounce it in Spanish.
Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's like a history to it. Like, you know, we have Houston Street in New York.
Yeah.
Which is spelled like Houston.
Okay.
So maybe there's like someone who's like, no, I know it's spelled the same, but.
Yeah.
I say Guadalupe, and, I'm going to have a street named after me.
Yeah. My guess is it's Texas calling it Houston when the word is Houston. Texas likes to adopt words.
I mean, it could be just, I don't know, different. I don't even know what Houston Street's named after. It's probably not Samuel Houston.
Samuel H. Houston? I don't know if it's H, actually.
Sounds like it should be.
It should be.
You got?
Oh, sorry, I was just paying attention to driving straight on a road without any traffic on it. Sometimes that takes all my brain power.
Look at that, 99 cents store, my God.
Oh, yeah, those places, everything but the produce. I'll buy their limes, but...
They actually have produce in those places?
Yeah, they're grocery stores.
Oh, I didn't know they're grocery stores. I mean, I've been in those, I don't remember groceries, but that's been a while.
It's amazing what you can get for now. And it's a really fun game to just hold stuff up and say, how much is this? Because it's going to be a dollar.
I always wonder if that stuff's counterfeit.
That kid is bad at driving. Oh, right.
I mean, maybe it's not.
Like even the name brand dish soap?
Yeah, I mean, they can knock that off. But I mean, is someone going to really bother making knockoff Palmolive dish soap?
Yeah, you think, like, what's... Like, they're going to make this big of a profit. But I remember one time at a 99-cent store, I found 99-cent Tapatio sauce, which retails for, like, $4 or $5. And I bought a bunch of them. Like, I'm just this hot sauce guy.
I like hot sauce, too.
Yeah, but so much Tapatio.
Yeah, and there's times I've hoarded hot sauce, and you realize, oh, I'm not quite as into hot sauce as I thought I'd be.
Yeah.
As I look at this bottle that I bought 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But I do love hot sauce. God, I want some now.
I think it always makes me feel bad when my dad will buy like a giant, you know, you can get at Costco a tub of mustard.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, this might be the last mustard I ever buy. I might die before I finish this. I don't ever want that much of any sauce.
Well, that's how Costco works, you know.
They market themselves towards dying people.
They give you fewer choices and give you massive quantities. I saw a special about them.
Oh, really? So are they evil in some way?
No. It's smart. Like, they have, like, 4,000 items in the store, whereas, like, Target might have 35,000 or something.
Right.
I don't know if those are the exact numbers, but that's the idea. So that instead of, like, hey, there's 8 sizes of Tylenol that you can buy, let's put them all over that. Well, put them all on the shelf so you get frazzled when you're deciding.
Sure.
Instead, here's the 300. You want that? Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, there's something kind of futuristically lazy about that. But it's I like going in and going, you know what? I do need muffins and winter tires and jeans and Tylenol.
It's that membership thing, though.
Oh, that's where they get you.
Well, I mean, like, I went with my brother. It's in a place where there's a Costco, and it's going to be, like, you know, here we go. You buy me these razor blades and I'll pay you back, and then it just feels weird. And I just said, fuck it.
Did Did you? You don't belong to some Dollar Shave Club or something?
I did join the Dollar Shave Club, and I canceled my membership.
Oh, really?
Well, they were. I think I don't know if they were great. The best razors. I think I bought the bottom tier version of Dollar Shave. But also they were coming at me so like I don't shave four times a day.
Right.
Slow it down. And I think I actually got a slower. Like if you click to cancel, they're like. Is this because we send them too much? And then there's like this secret little, like there used to be a secret Netflix like light program.
Oh, that's interesting. I do this Harry's thing, and it's just you order them when you need them.
I know someone who did marketing for them, and they hooked me up with like
Harry's.
One
is nice.
Free.
It's nice.
There's a Harry's store in New York.
I would go there.
Once you get a free one, you don't want to be like, oh, now I'm going to buy your.
Yeah.
So you get them sent to you.
I haven't yet. I haven't made it through the first round of razors. Okay. God, it feels good though. It's better than the Gillette vibrating
really?
Mach 3 race car razor I had.
Why do you? So you bought one?
My dad got it for me. Uh-huh. He's like, I bought one of these, and I got you one.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm like, oh, it's hard to get excited about a simple razor when mine vibrates. I got through the vibrating one
really?
Away.
Can I have it?
Yes. You can.
Do you know where it is?
I have two of them. My dad always buys me razors.
I still... Really? That's cool.
Birthday.
I still don't know.
Christmas.
You know what's a good shaving cream is Pro Rasso. You ever have that?
I thought you were going to say Barbasol.
That actually is. Because I got all these fancy ones, and at some point I just said, I wonder what the foam is like. And it's like, oh, this is just good, really.
Yeah.
And all the fucking emollient shit. Man, I've been...
No, no, that's something about being in a car makes everyone swear.
I got road rage.
Yeah, me too. I'm pissed fucking off right now.
I got podcast rage.
I'm the guy that does not swear. I say pissed fucking off. No one's ever said that. Barbasol has alcohol in it. It dries your face, makes you look wrinkly.
Is that what the guy who
makes
was selling
your face
you $30
shaving cream
was
selling? No, it's a guy. I think so. He was outdoors yelling at a parking meter. I don't think
but
he worked.
Pro Rasso, get that. It's Italian. You can get it for like $10 a tube, maybe cheaper.
It sounds it sounds like
it's
I'm
really good.
Gonna put spaghetti sauce on my face.
It smells good. That little menthol-y thing.
Pro Rasso?
Pro Rasso. If today was your birthday, I would buy you a...
Oh, thanks.
If today was your birthday and I said, let's pull over to a place that's still shaving cream, rather than getting me home from the airport.
This
well,
is...
not home.
It's a very, very... Well, you're temperate. Where are you staying? Just out of friends?
I'm staying in a friend's guest house. I've never stayed in someone's guest house.
Oh, I've always wanted to live in a guest house.
I don't know what... I mean, he's a good friend of mine. I don't know if it's going to feel weird.
You don't want to say who the friend is? He's not like a famous comedian.
I could tell you. It's he's got a famous person's... Well, his name's Jonathan Groff, but it's not the actor.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Writer.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever met him?
No, no.
He's to be Conan's head writer.
Oh, okay.
I knew him when he was doing stand-up. And
I would know what he looks like then.
Yeah.
Is he the red-haired guy?
He hasn't been there in years. But
yeah, I'm thinking of old...
But he runs that
Watch
show.
Watch out. Heavy traffic ahead.
Blackish, he runs.
Oh, okay.
And he did some show with Casey Wilson that I forgetting the name of.
What's that mean? That...
Yeah, that was...
Weird. That's bizarre.
Yeah, you didn't even have your thing on.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I you mentioned your brother. I met your brother. It's so interesting to meet siblings. It blows my mind every time. I just met my roommate's dad, and it's just a different version of him, but it's the same. You
yeah.
can tell that it's your brother, but he had like a different... He was like, hey, terrific. Like he
He's
just
like a
had
nice version of me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say...
No,
you said
I'm
that a, before, and that's
know,
not
that's
what
my
I'm saying.
Faux self. I'm being faux self... what's the word I'm looking for? Self-deprecating.
Right.
Oh, you're taking a right on stalker, I see.
Uh-oh. It's going to be the same.
It's going to reroute.
Yeah, and it'll
like
be for the better.
It's a nice empty street.
Yeah, and you get to see the Texas of Los Angeles, all these oil rigs just drilling for bubbling.
I met your dad, right, the first time I was...
Yeah. I wish you had been able to... He was golfing the whole time that you were in Missoula. He's like non-stop golfing. I think the last minute he wants to be.
People who love golf really love golf. It sounds like that's all they fucking want to do.
Well, it's funny because I've seen in his life, he'll get mad at golf and not do it for a decade.
Really?
Yeah. He's quit forever before. And then picks it back.
Golf.
Well, like, have you ever done it?
I've never really golfed. Like, I lived in Florida where all these golf courses right across the street from me, and I just never... I think I played, like, pitch and putt once, but I don't think I ever played full-on round of golf. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, no, it isn't. I mean, because it's something that it's hard to be good at right away, so it's frustrating. It's like a commitment. If you want to golf, you better mark off a couple days a week for the rest of your life, so one day you can maybe be good at it. It's very frustrating. When I was a kid, I was okay. I swung at it like it was a baseball.
It does look fun, though. I mean, I could see probably why people get hooked on it.
Yeah, it's you're outside. It's
I am always cool. You're hanging with your friends.
Yeah.
Insulting each other. Do people drink a lot while they're golfing?
I used to in Austin. It helped me.
You were a better golfer?
Well, after two or three drinks, because it lubes you up. No, it did. It helped. It
but
like.
Do you think any of the pros get drunk before they?
Probably not. They know how to be loose already. I would all be all stiff. You know how drunk people don't die when they're in a car wreck? That's how it helped me golf.
Man, you have all these alcoholic rationalizations.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you play golf better.
It does, it does.
You won't die in a car accident, even though you probably caused that accident.
No,
you were drunk.
Well, I've always thought driving and golf were really similar. That's why right now I'm three sheets. No, come on. I've golfed with these, I worked in a screen printing shop, and these guys were in an Iron Maiden cover band. They had long hair and... they were metal heads.
Yeah.
And they were the best golfers I'd ever golfed with.
Really?
And they got really drunk and parred every hole. It was bizarre.
You're kind of taking a different route here, but that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I think that...
4 miles, you want to go on to, right onto Edgewood.
Okay.
Unless you have your own way.
I've done this way before, and so I just started doing
okay,
it. You know how when you're...
There's a lot of ways to skin a cat, right?
There, yes, yes. And... And when you're from an area, you never pay attention to how you're skinning a cat. You just know you're killing a lot of cats in your hometown.
I've been thinking about getting a cat.
I 100%, I'm all for it. I'm a cat man.
I just think it'll make me a happier person.
It's nice to...
It's a little fluff ball.
You're right. You should. I think you should get a cat.
I should get a kitten, right? Enjoy that kitten experience.
I mean, you can get a pretty young cat, I think, at the places.
A little kitten, man.
You don't want him to have any baggage?
No, it's not that. I just want the experience of, like, well, if I'm going to get one, might as well enjoy that little kitten thing.
I just thought how cute it would be if you did adopt a cat and he came with baggage, like he had his luggage.
Little doggy bag.
Ah, that'd be nice. Yeah, a leftover sandwich. The good thing about cats that I think would be frustrating with dogs is you can leave them
right
for several days with food and a litter box, and they're fine.
Is that true? The several days thing?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They're fine without humans. They don't need us. That's why you don't see homeless people with cats.
You don't?
No, with a cat following them around?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Those are eccentric people. They're not homeless.
Some homeless people are eccentric.
If you're legitimately homeless...
Cat's not gonna work.
I guess in the city there's just cats and people, you know, living in trash cans.
You see like a dude with like a cat that's on his shoulder, like a parakeet.
Yeah, that's just an eccentric guy. He might be poor, like a homeless person.
There's a dude in New York who I occasionally see who has like a cat on his head.
Oh, wow. That's bizarre to me.
Do you have a cat?
I love cats. I had one, but, and I flew it to my dad's. Because I moved into a place where I couldn't have a litter box. My place is that small.
My place... See, that's the problem with mine. Like, I've been looking at fancy litter boxes. I found one that's like a top... It's a top loader.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it would work while it was in the kitten phase. But it's the most compact one, and it's sleek looking. But it's still, like, it's just a little too much for... Like, because I have a studio apartment, believe it or not. It's a pretty big studio.
You're saving your money, then.
Yeah. If you knew what I was spending, you would not say, oh, that's how you save money. Oh, man. Now I'm thinking about
there's things you can do. I think we can talk about it even off cast.
No, I think I could just get this litter box and deal with it and keep clean and
right.
Clean my bathroom.
And you can get self-cleaning ones. That's the only gross part is dealing.
I just want the smallest one possible because of, it's a small bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to put it in my kitchen.
Right, no way.
I'm going to put it in my, next to my bed.
I had mine in my closet for a while.
I don't even have enough closet space.
It was awful. That was the only space I had, and I don't think I have to let you in on a little secret. I smell like cat piss all the time.
Oh, cat piss is the worst. But see, that is something I'm concerned about.
I made friends with a lot of old ladies during that time, though.
Now, is this Rodeo here? Is this the different Rodeo?
This is the one that I was supposed to turn right on. Should I turn right on it?
Well, it doesn't say that now. It says right onto Edgewood.
See, I knew. I knew Rodeo was a bad... Or Rodeo.
I'm hungry, man.
Should we eat? We can eat. In Los Feliz. I know exactly where to go.
Really?
Yeah, right by where you're staying.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know the name of it. It's a lot like streets in L.A. I just know where it's located.
Like
and that
a specific restaurant?
Yeah.
Is it the Mustard Cafe?
It might be.
Seed Cafe?
Why do you know the name of it? No.
I think I'm in show business, buddy.
Yeah, no, I've been to the Mustard Seed Cafe. I don't care Little for Dom's. That place. It's not on that street. You're mentioning places on Vermont. On Hillhurst. Yeah. Yes, Hillhurst.
This is getting pretty inside here.
Yeah, I know.
Listeners at home are like, this is snoozeville.
Yeah, I hope they start talking about cats again.
Make your dinner plans off camera.
No, I do want to talk about cats, though. I'm a cat man. I like dogs, too.
So, have you ever had a kid?
This guy's nuts. Look at him. There's a lot of crazy people out here. Yes, I've had all ages of cats.
So in that kitten phase, are they peeing all over the place?
Cats quickly learn and instinctively learn how to use a litter box. They do not, it's not like a puppy who, a dog may piss everywhere.
I just don't know.
Its whole
life.
Because
I feel like once a cat pisses, you're done. Like, you can't get that smell out.
The cat pee is worse than dog pee. Yeah, you don't want him to pee on anything that can't be washed,
now
like a mattress.
Now, it's interesting. Like, I've asked, I went on petfinders.com. It's like some people, and one of the choices, like, you want a male or female? It's like, what difference does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's because you're a feminist.
But I mean, seriously, what if you get a cat, it's not like you got an orientation towards.
You know, I've. And it's going to sound terrible.
No,
my
like
favorite cats have been male ones.
Really?
And maybe it's a bonding thing, but and neutered, of course. So that should bring them back to just being, you know, a sexless kitty, because you're literally cutting off their sex.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible, but you should do that if you do get a cat.
You should, right?
Got to get it neutered, yeah.
Yeah.
You might go in the hallway and make babies with some other neighbor.
Want,
yeah, it's the worst. You gotta listen to Bob Barker.
So, you get that. Because I went to this pet store the other day, and I looked at, like, little mini kitten litter boxes, which were adorable. You just imagine a little kitten that's scampering around in there.
Yeah, just set down his luggage.
And, I guess you gotta do two. You gotta do that, and then they get bigger, then you get the fancy litter box.
Well, yeah, I mean, you might as well get the big... They aren't going to be intimidated by a full-size litter box, I don't think.
Well, I was told that you got to get a smaller one at the beginning.
Oh, really?
Well, it's like... I took it as like it's hard for them to climb into a... Oh, maybe it's a top loader. You can't get a top loader for...
You know that you might... I mean, it's setting your sights a little higher because not every cat is gifted enough to do it. My cat used to go in the toilet.
Seriously? I've always heard about that, but I've never known anyone who pulled that off.
So it's a litter box, especially if you get a young cat, you will pull it off. It's a litter box that is a circle, of course, and in the middle there's sand also. Then eventually you take the middle compartment out, and then it's a sand donut, so they're kind of peeing around the edge. And after a couple weeks, it's just a cat carefully peeing in your toilet.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've seen them do it. It's amazing.
Is that on YouTube? Because I will look for that.
Yes.
Because that's like the perfect solution.
Oh, there's enough of them. Yeah. You'd have to treat it like your hobby for a while to, you know, and it's kind of hard to train cats.
I kind of want the cat. See, that's the thing. I do want the cat. The advantage of not getting a kitten would be I kind of like the idea of it. I come home, it's like, hey, we met earlier. You know I'm chill, and I'm just going to be chill.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on your lap.
It's the best. I think you'll like cats.
Scratch my little head.
They're affectionate, but not in your face all
right.
the time.
Right.
Like dogs often are like, every second they have to remind you how much they love you. It's like, oh, God.
Dogs are not that nice.
You're so desperate.
I don't think dogs are nicer than cats. Right?
No, the dogs also will bite you.
Yeah, they'll bite you. They'll kill you.
They'll kill a baby.
They'll kill a baby. No, I was going to bring that up. We were both thinking the exact same awful thought about killing kids.
No one should have brought that up. We brought it up simultaneously. They're unpredictable. A cat will scratch your baby. Sure. I got scratched as a baby by the cat, Frank.
Yeah, I once got scratched, I think.
That just makes you a better person.
You see the Steve Jobs movie? I'm looking at a billboard of it right now.
Oh, well, weird, because I'm seeing a Supergirl billboard. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know I'm seeing that.
Oh, shit, now I'm seeing that. Looks like Tori Amos. Is that Tori Amos? That's a pretty unlikely Tori Amos, the star of Supergirl.
And that she got 20 years younger.
But that woman does look like...
the...
Oh, it's such a weird place. What area is this right now?
Famous for the album Under the Pink. We are on La Brea right now.
So is this, what would you call this area? Hollywood? This is not Hollywood.
This is just simply Los Angeles.
Really? There's an area that's just simply Los Angeles?
Well, people dissect it and make it. I'm sure it's called, like, you know, County Park or something.
Yeah.
I made that up. I don't know if it's called County Park. I'd see there's a sign that says County Museums. I think this is called County Museum Park, this area. This is called Steve Jobs Supergirl Park. Oh, man. I just ruined the episode for that.
You did.
Yeah, that was a stinker. What I don't understand, speaking of billboards, the walk. I mean, there's a documentary. We saw it actually happen already in the documentary.
Yeah.
You don't need to
see a dramatization of it.
No.
I think I heard that movie's all right, though.
You know what? I'm a big fan of, what's his name?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, he doesn't have to have French Stewart with him for me to like him. A lot of people need to have French Stewart in the room.
Did you, you saw Man on Wire, though?
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah, the documentary, it's terrific, yeah.
The most amazing thing is that there was no video footage. It was still great.
Yeah, they don't actually, because he was doing it. If you remind me, he was doing it really, of course, illegally, and they didn't...
Yeah, it's not legal.
But did cops, they arrested him?
I think he got arrested, but
yeah.
I don't remember, like, if they... I think it's probably one of those... I mean, I can't speak for the cops. There's got to be, like, half, like, we got to arrest this guy, and holy shit, that's pretty fucking cool.
Sometimes I like to speak for the cops, like at a party.
Do
you? Like, all right, everyone, time to go home. It's not even my party.
I should have called the cops about the headphones I lost on my flight over here.
They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't. They'd just write a report, say they were going to look into it. Those earphones are gone.
Who stays at these little motels?
Oh, drug dealers. They deal drugs.
Drug dealer.
Men who deal drugs. And ladies.
Is that true?
Murderers. The occasional retired murderer will stay at the Royal Hawaiian. It's shady people that I see coming in and out of there. Although I kind of like the Royal Hawaiian Motel. It's got a history to it.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a little tiki. Look, there's a little mask. Tiki mask. Yeah. Did I miss this Edgewood?
No. 0.6 miles right out of the Edgewood place.
We are in Hollywood now.
Hollywood, baby. Taco Super Galito.
That's great because it's a taco truck, but then they have a little building where you can go eat them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
That's perfect. Isn't that... to me because that's part of the truck thing I don't like.
Yeah, you have to stand by an exhaust pipe.
Are you doing a show tonight?
No, I haven't had a show for a while. I really peaked with those shows we did in Arizona.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, isn't that terrible? I've done stand-up a few times, but...
You've lost the fire.
Maybe the booking, getting booked fire, I lost that. But when I have had shows, I'm still having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it quite a bit. more than I did ever before in my comedy career.
Really?
Enjoying it now more than ever.
What's the next goal, man?
Oh, man. I don't know. Conan, maybe, again? That's the only... What else? You know, I'm being realistic.
I should watch your comedy.
Oh, thanks.
I should watch it.
No, thank you for wanting...
For that, I'm going to.
Yeah, thank you for feeling that you should watch it.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, well, no, thanks, man.
I'm not really.
No,
I will do that.
It went well, I think. I was relaxed.
Did you use a mic or no mic?
Oh, yeah, I would never. I don't know how to gesticulate. What would I do with my hands? Did you use no mic?
I've done it both ways.
You like it with a mic, right?
I do, but I sometimes, you know, because I kind of jerk the mic a little bit, and I think it might be more noticeable on TV.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and
it's...
You know, some fucking cunt was like, he looked nervous. You know, on YouTube or something.
I mean... Just the just the fact that you thought that was grounds to drop the C bomb.
I meant that in the British.
Oh, like you cunt.
Like a dope.
Yeah.
Not in a sexist way.
Here's Edgewood. We're doing it.
Oh, Edgewood. Basic black.
Oh, you're a sneaky little Volvo, aren't you? Oh, she just nonchalantly.
Are we going to see these celebs?
From a, on the drive here? Hell yeah. I'll show you Gary Busey's house.
Seriously?
No.
Do you see a lot of celebs in their cars?
You know, I haven't, and I think it's because I'm not looking.
Right.
That's
fair enough.
But every once in a while, like one day I was on high alert because I was jogging.
Yeah.
I jogged past Josh Brolin, and because he's short...
Is he?
And, I thought he'd be a bigger guy.
Left on Highland.
He was just... I thought he was this guy that did these shows at the Palms, this Playboy radio guy.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, how you been? Like, I really... Court McCown. He's a... I thought he was Court McCown.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look good. And he's like, hey, do I know you? And I was like... Ah, you're a famous actor, aren't you? I'm sorry. And I just ran away. It was so embarrassing. Yeah. And then right after that, I saw Pink. And I'm like, I think I'm just on celebrity high alert. Right by the bars at the end, by the cow's end.
Josh Brolin was walking?
He was jogging on the sand, like me. We jogged past each other. I actually stopped and said, hey, how you been?
stopped the guy who was jogging.
I'm like, shit, you're James Brolin's kid. And then I ran away. I was pretty embarrassed.
His daughter worked at a comedy club in New York. She was very sweet.
Really?
Yeah, very nice.
Wow, that's amazing to me.
Very chill, down to earth, like you'd never know in a million years that she, like, had a movie star.
Wow. Yeah, that is surprising. He seems to be chill and down to earth, and he had a movie star. Well, I don't know if he's movie stars, but he's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And then I saw, later that day, saw the guy that played Kramer when they redid Seinfeld within the show Seinfeld. You know, that guy, he was in Breaking Bad also. He's like the magnet guy. He's just a... He's a character actor that you see in a lot of things, but it's funny to see him during the day. He was like yelling at some... just because you're riding a bike doesn't mean that you... He was yelling at
like
a guy.
Like a cranky neighbor?
Yeah. Another time I saw Daniel Stern digging through the garbage, angry and swearing.
What happened to Daniel Stern?
I don't know. He had like leaves in his hair and he was angry. And he was like tearing through the garbage like his kid had thrown away his retainer or something.
He's a good actor, Daniel Stern.
Should I turn
right? Yeah, right onto Wilshire.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I've always liked him.
Diner? You must have seen Diner.
I think Diner...
I think that's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
My favorite movie with him in it is Breaking Away.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that.
The Cutters, yeah, it's good. It's Dennis Quaid and him, and it's loosely about cycling.
And there's that kid, that dude in there who's really good, who I haven't seen in much anymore.
Oh, yeah, who disappeared and then he came back.
What was his name? He had like three names.
Well, he disappeared and then he came back and he was like in The Watchmen and...
Okay.
He played a scary...
Acting's rough, man. You could really just... There's people who are like, what happened to them?
Yeah, and they don't know what happened either. Like, there's no rhyme or reason.
I always wonder, like, is it a, like, when someone disappears, is it a drug thing? Is it I got sick of being a showbiz thing?
I bet.
Is it the work dried up thing?
I bet it's all those things. I could relate most with the second one and just realizing that, oh, things aren't as good as they were a couple years ago. Maybe I'll just go ahead and start with this web design thing that I also do. Yeah. I would do that.
That's probably why I'm as famous as I am, because I never got to that point. I just kept going with all the rejection. And here I am getting a ride.
You've always... It's so funny to hear successful people that think that they aren't. My dad was on an airplane and heard Paul Newman complaining about his career.
Seriously?
He's like, oh, some out-of-work actor behind me, and then he looks, and it's Paul Newman.
So your dad was sitting ahead of Paul Newman?
Ahead.
In front of
my him. Dad was in first class. Paul Newman was in coach.
Where was this?
He watched my dad eat his free meal.
Where was this?
I don't... There's details.
Is your dad an embellisher, man?
Maybe it was Robert Redford. I don't know. Maybe it's a story someone told him.
Yeah.
But it happened. It happened.
I flew Southwest here from New Orleans, and I actually was like, I looked up on the plane, I looked up celebrities flying Southwest. And like, I don't know what made me, it was pathetic that I did that, but then there was a whole...
I'm just looking at the... Oh, we're good.
Then there's a whole, like, there's several links. I'm like, why do celebrities love Southwest? Like, Brad Pitt, like...
What?
Yeah, I'm guessing Brad Pitt's not, like, a regular on Southwest.
Yeah, you
they
just...
I wonder if, like, a guy like that takes it just because he knows it'll get some sort of publicity, but, I mean, that's cynical. This is nice around here. Where's this?
Yeah, this is beautiful. This, there's better people than me that remember words. This is, Mid-Highland Park,
is
maybe?
It?
I don't know, man.
This must be Celeb Central. Something like behind that gate, that's got to be a famous person.
You know what? I think that people... I'll never know why these people can afford these houses. That guy might be a lawyer. Business owners. There is. And then you find out where celebrity, famous actor people live, and they aren't as nice as these places.
Really?
Like that, I don't know. And they have modest cars in front of them sometimes.
Yeah.
But that would be such a great house
to
live in.
That's a huge house.
Yeah, it's a big-ass brick house. It's beautiful.
I mean, that's like a big house, but probably if you went inside, it'd be like, holy shit, this is a huge house.
Yeah.
But it's not like a mansion. That wouldn't be a mansion.
No, that's just a rich person's house.
It's a rich, big fucking house.
Look at this fucking house. I like this one. Their lights are always on, so I like to glance and see what they're doing inside.
Bob Barker lives.
It's that kind of 70s. Boy, you know who has a nice house? Is Al Madrigal.
Really?
Yeah, he had a party, and I was like, what the hell? Why do you have this beautiful...
Yeah, how did he get a
70... Yeah, there's like a river that goes under it.
I'm gonna give a shit about that. I'm going to give him a hard time about that.
Right when I went in there, I was like, oh, wait. Oh, this is expensive. You shouldn't have gotten this.
You know,
like,
yeah.
What do I know? He might...
You know Jack McBrayer? He showed me a picture of his house in L.A.
No, I don't know him, but...
You know who he is, all right?
Nah, should I? Jack McBrayer.
He was on 30 Rock.
Oh, sure. I thought you...
But he has this gorgeous house.
That
like
guy.
He, like, I'll go, well, I'm going to stay there when you're out of town. Like, he wouldn't even joke about me staying at that house.
Wow.
I mean, he was joking. Well, not joking. But,
yes.
But it was just like, no. Like, can't you just play along?
Yeah, can't just...
He's like, nah.
This isn't as funny as it is hurting my feelings, this line of joking.
But, yeah, people have nice houses.
Tig has a beautiful house
now.
Does she? God, I'm going to be in trouble. I should have gone to...
I
should go to her wedding, yeah.
Yeah, you should.
She's always going to remember that I didn't go.
I mean, what kind of money are we talking about with these gigs? People don't know what we're talking about, by the way.
Well, I have a gig the same day as a wedding... And it's my friend's wedding, and
I like that you're calling her my friend after revealing her name.
I don't want to
tell you who it is, but it might be someone I just mentioned.
It might be
who I said was having a wedding
5 seconds ago. I told her I have a gig and it's kind of a money. And she said, oh my God, please don't worry about it.
Okay. That's you the way
got
I would
it.
Be.
You got it. Well, I know that, and I know how it is with weddings. You work hard to get there. You buy a flight, you rent a car, you get yourself a hotel, and I'd have to do all three of those things to go to
it
this.
It is asking some. Sometimes it is like saying, I need, would you like to spend $1,800?
Oh, yeah, and I unfortunately I have a lifestyle where I can't, it's hard for me to do that. But I
didn't even get invited
to Tig's. Oh, Tig and I are much closer than you and
probably.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. We lived together 7 years. We were almost recognized by the state. Plus, we had a cat together.
That's a common law.
I don't know if California.
Common law marriage.
Yeah, yeah. We were. I call her my ex. But she knows that there's a chance that this happens at weddings where you go there to see, and then you don't even talk to your friend that's getting married.
You're just, right, they're overwhelmed.
Yeah, you talk. Yeah. You talk to him. I thought you just started yelling, no, but you were yawning.
I'm yawning.
They're overwhelmed.
Yeah, I got it. Fuck.
Yeah, so... but I do... Yeah, deep down, I'm like, I'm making a mistake.
What can you do to fix it? Are we... I can
cancel the main...
Are we talking a lot of money?
No. It's also shows that... I mean, it's my... It makes this month happen for me.
Yeah. Well, that's your decision to make.
Yeah, I know. I feel you're judging me. You think
I'm... No, I'm not saying... No, I don't mean that in like a shitty way. I mean, like...
Yeah, it's...
I would have my price, and everyone would have their price. Yeah. What's the oinkster?
Oh, you get excited to go there, and then it sucks.
What is it?
It's hamburgers.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Oinkster is also... Come on. Oh, I get it. Your
so
food
right
is...
To, you want to go right out to Santa Monica.
Okay, cool.
What does oinkster mean?
Well, that's the funny thing, is you expect...
Isn't oink like a pig?
Yeah, and it's hamburgers.
Right, so it's not and pork burgers.
No, actually, it should be pork, because it's called a ham burger. Has anyone ever explained that to us?
Oh, my God, that sounds like something that's probably been covered. I'm
going
to say that someone...
But was it solved? Was there a reason ever given? Just coincidence, you think?
I'm sure at some point in my life I thought about that.
But then you grew up?
Then I realized I don't want to think about it anymore.
Well, I think that place being called the Oinkster, and need I remind you, you asked about this.
I did.
That place, the Oinkster, is paying off, it's calling back to ham burger.
Okay. You have to go a couple of steps for that
one. Yeah, it really doesn't have a payoff. I don't know. What is your show?
I don't have a show tonight.
Oh, I thought you had a show. Oh, in a couple nights you have a show, right?
I have my call a friend or two.
Well, I'm going to take care of a cat for a little bit.
Do you ever stay in on weekends?
Yeah, I have been. I didn't do anything last night or the night before.
You just stayed home?
Well, I live by the beach, and it's hard... I also haven't been very social lately. I'm not... Look, I wasn't invited to anything. I didn't have any shows.
Yeah.
I stayed at home. I didn't feel good about it. I felt like a loser.
So you were bored.
I was bored and lonely.
I don't like being home on weekends.
I wished I had a cat this weekend.
Oh, Scritch.
You're going to name it Scritch?
Scritch. Remember that from Peanuts where they scritched?
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I do know.
Scratching, scritching.
Yeah, and then they do that repetitive dance.
Are we driving towards the restaurant now?
We are driving to where you're staying, and it's almost walkable, these places. But we'll drop off your bags, and then we'll go eat at this...
Oh, you know what, though? I think it'd be easier to go straight there.
Oh.
Because then it's going to be awkward. It's going to be like...
Oh, I got you.
But my hosts are going to be there. I don't want to be like, hey, here's my bag. See ya.
Yeah, you're right. I'm starving. I don't have time to talk or say thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a little weird.
Good point. Oh, don't worry, no one does. That's a Conan O'Brien joke that he tells every episode.
What's that?
Don't worry, no one's watching this.
It's been on the air.
I double over.
23 years.
Yeah, if people are watching it's doing... What should be my goals? It's not at midnight anymore. That they aren't going to have me. So I will do Conan. I will do... how about that Letterman guy?
I know. I don't understand why you...
Why didn't I do Letterman? I could have gone that Montana route. He's like Montana people.
Yeah. Why did... why haven't you done at midnight?
I don't know. I've tried to figure it out.
Are they still making those?
I think that that show very much is relationships with managers and
it here's... It seems like they do so many of them. It'd be just easy.
There it's has
like,
been...
I mean, do they...
900... That is... That there's,
it's not like I would be worried about booking you on that show. It's not like, is this guy going to be good? Like,
It's not even that. They're having like actors and writers on. I think it's just like it's a way to promote something. They'll have a threesome on there that's like, this is the actor and two writers from this show. I've noticed they haven't had a lot of stand-ups on it lately.
It used to be all stand-ups, right?
Yeah, and then they ran out of them except for me.
Is that a strip?
I feel like it is.
That seems like it's...
Yeah, it's too shady to not be
like
a strip.
Kind of
it's called Gold Diggers?
Yeah.
Is it rich men that get naked and women go there and watch?
I don't think if you walked in there, it'd be women staring at old guys who are naked.
Well, the name suggests that. Gold Diggers. Oh, I guess... Oh, you go in there and get...
Maybe
I don't...
It's a strip club.
That's a horrible name for a strip club, though.
Oh...
These are a bunch of gold diggers. You throw your money at them and they get naked. You want some blow? Ugh. Just old Hollywood. Guys with gold rings.
What, are we going to see celebs at this restaurant?
Oh, God. We're going to see Edward James Almost?
Oh, you know who I just saw at the airport?
That's a joke.
A few weeks ago was Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still the mustache?
Yeah. Very,
Was he someone... what are you doing? Was he someone that I didn't like as a kid? I remember he got his nose broken and I was okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of became sensationalist, but he also, like, way back, I think, did some good work, like, exposing a mental institution that was had shitty conditions.
Oh, okay.
That's what broke him. Then he sort of got a little tabloidy.
Remember how he was acting like... Wouldn't he, like, just jump into the... gunfire during the Gulf War and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think he was doing stuff like that.
He was doing bizarre.
I don't know about that specifically. But.
And he's willing, he was like picking fights with Nazis on his show. I'll go right now.
Now he goes to the airport by himself.
Wow. Oh, man. I wish we had made it.
That was...
I could have...
Even I would have made that left turn.
Really? The reason I didn't go is I thought maybe you wouldn't have.
Better respect.
Yeah. Well, you're on the right side. Any cross traffic would have murdered you. I saved your life just now. Oh, you're honking, really? He just wants me to at least try. Oh, look at this guy. You want to turn around? Vin Diesel, Todd Berry.
Seriously?
Vin Diesel's on my ass.
Oh, you're joking.
I don't know. It looks just like him, and he looks intense.
What kind of car is he in?
Honda Accord.
Gotta go. No Vin Diesel on that one.
There's no... Oh no, that's a Beam. That's an Acura.
Yeah.
He's coming up on your right. Let's make sure this isn't Vin Diesel. It really does look like him.
That would be.
It's because we were talking about what?
Old.
Oh man.
Nah, I don't think that.
Yeah, he's too short and squishy.
Does not look like.
It's that I was
look,
Vincent.
He looks more like me. He looks like Vin Diesel.
That was Vincent DeSalle. He's an accountant. But yeah, he was.
So do I need to use these? Directions anymore, or going
I think we got anywhere. I think this the plan was Western into Los Feliz Boulevard.
Yeah,
take that. We'll take that directly to this restaurant I know of. We will close out the podcast right when we pull in. I already have two calzones waiting for us.
Is it Italian place?
No, I just that's what my one of my go-to food things.
Calzone's one of those things like I probably had one in my whole life. It seems like the best thing in the world, but I never go.
No,
fried
it's...
Fried cheese envelope.
Yeah. Mailing a heart condition straight to your door. Yeah, I've probably had a handful of them also. Well, one calzone is a handful. But, they're like the worst thing you can agree to put in your body.
Oh, my God, I'm asleep.
How do I make this pizza a little
worse? In New Orleans, I was eating, like, the is a chicken finger restaurant. So I was like, yeah, I gotta go to the chicken finger restaurant.
How was New York? Had you been there?
I've been there a few times.
Is there like music, jazz, music everywhere?
You've never been to New Orleans?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
And is the audience conservative, I would guess?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. They were just regular old nice people.
Yeah, that sounds great. Is there comedy?
It was a comedy festival, so, comedy fans.
Hell Yes Fest. Go ahead and plug them for you. Are you cold or warm?
I'm just congested for some reason. Oh, it's not your car's fault.
I didn't have... When I lived in Austin, everyone had something called cedar fever.
What is that?
It's allergies.
Oh, okay.
But it was so... You'd look out into the air there, and it's just like a Claritin commercial. There's just like cotton balls and pieces of flour flying. And so it was obvious all these people were having allergies. I never had allergies until I moved to Los Angeles and lived by the beach. You would think that's the cleanest air. I think I'm literally allergic to the ocean air.
You're allergic to happiness.
I think that, or whale dander. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I think as you get older, you just get allergies, though. I don't know. Maybe it's boring. I just got my brakes redone. Can you hear that?
Oh,
that person's upset.
Oh, man. Laughing. That person's sad.
I am. I'm actually laughing pretty hard. Well, that was a cartoon character. You know? That wasn't just like a... That person was cartoonish. And cartoons make me laugh. That was a... Well, how many shows did you do at this thing? Was it just one big concert?
I just did one show.
Oh, that's great.
I asked for two nights of hotel, so they put me up the night before.
That's great.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to make demands.
I've been away so much, man. It's too much.
What would you rather be doing? What would be your plan B if you weren't doing stand-up? I have one, I think. Illustration stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, you got a good one.
What would you do, you think?
Panhandle.
You'd be good at it. You'd know how to...
Civil rights attorney, panhandler. Sous chef. Being a chef seems like I bet that's a super stressful job.
Yeah, well, not as much as civil rights attorney. I think there'd be a lot of gun-wrenching issues, and then you'd lose a case, and... I don't know what a civil rights attorney does. I'll go ahead and say that right now.
Yeah.
I assume they stand up for the rights of people that work in civics. Civil engineers.
We don't have to talk about that.
Nah, let's end that.
Where are we on Los Feliz Boulevard?
Yeah, we're doing it. I know exactly where I'm going.
Cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thank you for recording with me, too. I don't know. We might use it.
Really? You're not going to use it?
No, I'll use it. I just might go in and spice it up. Trim it.
Do you trim it?
I've been meaning to because I think it makes for a better... And we've done it a long enough one to where I could cut out some lulls.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'll probably cut this out.
Cut out about how you cut stuff out?
Well,
That's meta, man.
Oh, man, that's the reason I cut it out. I'm just learning... We had a girl helping us for a while, and she was helped, but we couldn't pay her, and then she started getting busy. So I'm like, oh, I'll do it. And, man, I've made nothing but mistakes. Recording.
Wait, you paid her for what? I'm sorry.
We didn't pay her. No one's paying us. We did do a couple sponsor commercials, though.
Oh, you did the sheets, right?
Yeah, the sheets.
Did they send you some sheets?
Well, yeah, they're nice. Sheets? They're really nice sheets.
Can I have some free sheets?
Well, you can go to parachute.com for $25 off. And use the promotional code RIDE. It brings you right to a page with our podcast on. It's pretty cool.
God.
Yeah.
How'd you hook that up?
That's through Al and Bill Burr's.
Oh, there you're on their...
Yeah, all things.
Are they in charge of that, Al and Bill Burr?
There's a couple guys. Yeah, that's their partnership, and you know, they got a couple guys more actively running it, but yeah, it's their podcast network, and they've been getting like bulk, like someone will sponsor a few of them, and then I guess they just write a check and they divvy it up. I haven't made any money yet, but I'm gonna sneeze because we're allergic. I'm near the ocean. What's that?
These are tissues.
Oh man. Well, that was one of those sneezes where it was just
a little dry one, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I went right on my hand and look, totally dry.
Ew.
Look at it.
You gotta wash your hands.
Yeah, I will.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I don't know why, because it was in a plastic envelope. I thought these would be little baby wipes.
Yeah, I got this too. I got everything.
I noticed because I use baby wipes as an adult, and I'm not gonna go into the detail of why. But you know what? They all say do not flush. What the
hell
am I supposed
to? Another one, think of the cottonelles you can flush.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's the idea.
I've been flushing them willy-nilly.
I did read an article, or saw an article, I can't say I read it, how those wipes you're using are clogging up, are screwing up your septic system.
Okay, I won't.
But at the same time, this is a gross conversation. I'm hungry. Was this good food here?
It's going to be great food. I think we're going to like any minute of it. Any singular minute of eating, we're going to love that one moment. See, look at that house. What does that person do? Embalm bodies? Good evening. Look, there's like a cat. What do you call that? A round part? Castle part?
Oh, man. That's a nice house.
That's a beautiful house. It's probably apartments. I could probably live there for just $28,000 a month or $2,800. I really like that place. I want to live there. I'm pulling over. I'm glad I don't have an apartment like that, though.
What?
I like being on the ground, although, you know, tsunamis can happen at any moment.
What floor are you on in your...
I'm on ground floor.
Really?
Yeah, it's a...
A house or apartment?
It's an apartment, but I got a garage. I have a little workshop. See this? I measure stuff. Got tape measure.
That's the real deal.
Yeah, I'm a man. That's going to be great. I'm too hungry to even... Do you want to just wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap it.
Yeah, that's fine. You're playing with your phone.
Let's do a big ending.
Let's do a huge ending. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? My guest has been Todd Berry. Todd, thanks for being on.
You got it.
Thanks. You can see Todd in a couple days in L.A. at the...
Echo.
At the Echo.
Crowdwork show.
It's a crowdwork show.
We're going to be going to Oakland, Sacramento, Reno...
Beautiful.
ToddBerry.com.
ToddBerry.com is where you can go to see all those dates. Oakland, Sactown, the Bay Area, and back down. Huh?
I love it.
Well, you've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? I'm going to honk. DYNAR.
Oh, why'd you do that?
That's because that's how I end.
Don't you get nervous?
Yeah, that guy's angry.